Recent changes to the rules for deer hunting across much of northern Michigan are changing the sport. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The rules are more restrictive, making it harder to shoot a buck. Plenty of hunters objected when they were put in place. But after a few years, some say it's a dramatic improvement and could make the region a hunting destination for people from other states. Peter Payette reports.
Randy Shepler's whole family hunts. His wife, his kids.
I got three daughters, and two of them hunt for sure, and the one's only two. I'm sure she'll hunt, too.
They go all over the country on hunting trips. He has a picture of an alligator his 9-year-old recently shot. Tonight, they're near home, at the Buck Pole in Manton, north of Cadillac. That's where hunters gather to see who got the biggest buck on opening weekend. This is a new event for Manton, and Shepler says before now, it would not have been very exciting.
In this particular area that I've always hunted, it was rare to even see a big buck like we got out there now.
That's because in the past, you could shoot a buck of any size. And Randy Shepler says nobody around here would let one get away because it was too small.
Everybody was shooting. There was no size limit. Everybody's happy to see a buck. You see a spike horn, everybody would just shoot it.
The rules changed in 2013, and now a buck has to be a certain size before it can be hunted. The size is measured by the number of points on the antlers. At least one antler has to have 3 points, and that usually means the deer is 2.5 years old.
Okay, we're going to do a lucky hunter draw now where everybody that's left on the buck pole gets a prize.
At an organized buck pole, there are prizes for categories like the biggest deer, the first deer, the oldest hunter. One of the reasons hunters started this event in Manton was to generate some excitement about the new rules. There was grumbling when they were put in place in 2013. Some people just hunt to put meat in their freezer, and now it's harder to do that. But hunters like Lee Stauffer say the change has been dramatic. He says he's seeing smarter deer.
During bow season, I actually had two nice bucks step out, and they would never come into shooting range. They would never come out of into a clearing to get a shot at them. So it's nice to see that as well, because it's not so much everybody sits on, 50, 60 pounds of bait and kills them anymore. You got to hunt them.
Stauffer expects northern Michigan will become a destination for out-of-state hunters, people who might otherwise take a trip to Canada or out west.
It's a good way to boost the economy. It's a good way to boost morale of hunting, because a lot of us has lost the morale of hunting. We've forgotten how to hunt because, we've relied so much on the dumb little bucks and the bait.
But these rules have not been embraced everywhere. The state asked hunters in southern Michigan if they would like antler restrictions, and there was not enough support to move forward. Lynn Gould is a hunter and landowner in Clare County. The state tried antler restrictions there but ended them because hunters were not happy. And Gould says allowing people to shoot only the biggest bucks is not a good way to manage wildlife in the long run.
What you've got the lesser quality bucks as you're breeding sires. Harvesting the big buck for all the time over a period of time will lower your genetic pool.
State biologists disagree. They say the program has no effect on the health of the herd. It's just about a social preference for trophy bucks. Most counties in northwest lower Michigan started the restrictions in 2013, and the rules are in place until 2017. The state plans to do a survey then to see if hunters are happy with the change. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
If you missed the show on the radio, you can always catch us on iTunes. Just search for The Environment Report. And while you're there, give us a review. We'd like to know what you think. That's The Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.